Good morning, 6:58 a.m. Thursday, July the 15th, 2021. I just did a little sample check to make sure that it was actually recording using the external mic. The mic is clipped to my hat. Yesterday, I didn't put my hat on right away. I put the earphones on right away, and I clipped them to my shirt to keep them from falling off. And then forgot to move the clip to the hat, so yeah, it wasn't. It really wasn't. I probably should have just said, no. Called it a blue day. We did the walk, script the talk, but I got up early this morning, 5 o'clock. Somebody was apparently trying to break into my Twitter account. And because I have two-factor authentication, it just doesn't do it. But it does send a notification to my phone, which buzzes beside my bed. Sometimes I remember to put it into airplane mode when I go to bed. Most of the time I don't. I suspect the problem was that my desktop rebooted. And when it did, it automatically logs into Twitter, or tries to. At any rate, Thursday. The big news yesterday was that I finally got Tenneth Fairport uploaded. It's going to Findaway Voices. That means a bunch of stuff. Pretty much any place you can buy an audiobook, you'll be able to buy Tenneth Fairport. You'll be able to buy Ravenwood. I'll have the other two files. The other two books are ready, audio-wise. I need to get covers built and get them uploaded. But before I do that, I want to make sure that the Findaway solution is going to work. So, I'll put the covers together anyway, because I'll need those. But I also need to get back into the writing habit. I don't think that's going to happen today, because I got Tree Guys Part 2 today. They're bringing the stump grinder over to take all of the stumps down. I don't know how much of a distraction that's going to be. They're supposed to be coming around mid-morning. And it's only barely 7 o'clock now, so maybe I can get some writing in. Thank you. That was a smelly truck. Dog barking off in the distance. Poodle man, I haven't seen him in forever. Of course, I haven't walked this early in forever either. Morning. That's a happy looking dog. I wonder if he walks over to Panera every morning. It's really not that far from here, but I know he lives all the way across West 20th. So it's probably... probably a good mile and a half for him. But I suppose if you got a big dog like that, a mile and a half is just about enough to keep him from bouncing off walls when you get him home. I don't really have anything to talk about today. I got up and had my coffee and toast before I logged on, before I went downstairs even. I just sat and read. I'm still reading 13 Orphans. Or maybe it's Breaking the Wall. I keep getting those things confused. Because I think book one is called Breaking the Wall. I'm sorry, book one is called 13 Orphans. And the second book is 9 Gates, which is book two of 13 Orphans. Well, I think the big problem is that the paperbacks apparently are still being published by Macmillan, Tor, somebody. But ebooks are being published by Jane herself. Jane Linscold, Linscold. If you got my newsletter yesterday, last night, this morning, whenever, there's a link to it, to book one. And yeah, a couple people have commented already that Mahjong is just rummy with tiles and a little bigger hand. That's about it. It still looks cool. I won't be playing with the family anytime soon. I don't need a mahjong set right at the moment. Getting people to gather at the table is pretty much restricted to significant holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post. But I found myself reading a lot, in part because, I don't know if I mentioned this the other day, there's a reading challenge on for the Royal Manticorian Navy. Manticoran Navy. Not Manticorian, which is what I want it to be, but it isn't. And I'm reading for the honor of the ship. Our chapters are broken into ships. And as far as I know, I think it's Pequod Beta Aquilae is the name of our ship. I think we're the only Royal Manticoran merchant marine vessel in the fleet at the moment. So every once in a while they have these little challenges. They're fun. And this one runs through September 15th. It's 11 weeks. And you count the pages that you've read. So this is going to be my seventh book. I'm on the last book anyway of the 13 Orphans series. And I'm going to be, it's like any series that really gets you going in it. You hate to see it end, but I'm pretty sure this one ends. Just because Lynn Scold is technically a trad pub, although I think at this point technically she's a hybrid. And I don't know what she's writing these days. This is an old series for her. And if the rest of her stuff is all trad pub, then it's pretty much off the table for me. So I'm only reading this because I'm pretty sure she published it. I searched the publisher's name and only her books showed up. So I'm taking that as a sign. Yeah, a few little tomatoes showing up. This guy's tomato plants. Very cool, very cool. Mass Effect. Oh Lord. What do I want to say about Mass Effect? I played a lot of Mass Effect. And the replayability of it is pretty high. In part because you can change up what you do and what you play, even though the endings are all, you're building toward the same ending all the time. And as a shooter, it's pretty fun. Venting my frustrations on faceless monsters. Feels pretty good. And in theory, the choices you make change the game. And it does, and it doesn't. It changes something. Like there's one point where you have to choose somebody to save. And depending on which one you save, the other one disappears from the game from that point forward. You don't get a redo. So Ashley gets blowed up, and well, that's probably unfair. That's a spoiler. So somebody gets blown up in Mass Effect 1, and somebody else shows up in Mass Effect 2 and 3. The person you saved shows up in 2 and 3. And it's like, yeah, okay, fine, but it doesn't really change the game. Just change the face. Just change the character that's there. I'm not quite sure how much it is. And the ending of Mass Effect 3, which ends the game, permanently ends the game. I've read a lot of critiques of it. And if you're interested in, you don't want to play it and you want to go read the ending scenarios, they're out there. But I see why the ending, because the ending is a choice. Either two or three choices. But I see why the ending scenario took a lot of, and probably continues to take a lot of abuse. I will admit that it has a much higher replayability factor than something like Outer Worlds. I don't believe I'll be buying Outer Worlds 2. As much fun as it was, as cute as it was, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I do have a problem. Mass Effect, the Mass Effect Legendary Edition takes up 110 gigs. 11% of my hard drive is Mass Effect Legendary. I only noticed because I was doing something else and managed to catch a glimpse of the disk usage statistics and saw that my big drive was almost empty. Jeez. Look at me, it's a terabyte. And the answer is, well, the answer is a big pile of audio files. Massive pile. A lot of pictures that are very large. And, you know, even though no single picture contributes a great deal to the problem, the fact that there are a few hundred of them does. So I've moved a bunch of stuff off. A lady with her two dogs and a baby on her chest. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And is any luck at all? I'll talk to you then.